From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use a brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Today's OE fix from Dorman, the electronic power steering rack. The electronic power steering rack on certain Dodge Ram 1500 trucks are a common failure item. The steering can become very heavy or stiff, especially at low speeds or while parking. Unlike gradual failure with hydraulic systems, EPS usually fails abruptly when the motor or electronics stop working. You won't lose steering completely, but the steering effort increases dramatically, which can be dangerous at low speeds or during emergency maneuvers. Dorman's electronic power steering rack is engineered with a number of advantages over OE. It features built-in surge protection and a smart shutoff, which prevents electrical damage. A no-clean solder paste means more reliable electronics, while a better design layout makes for cooler running electronics and smooth, stable performance under all conditions. The Dorman electronic power steering rack also features a UV-40 coating that seals against moisture, salt spray, road chemicals, and corrosion. With applications for select vehicles, you can find the Dorman OE Fix electronic power steering rack at most automotive retailers, both in-store and online. And you can learn more at DormanProducts.com.
This is The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. Remember, every Thursday morning, we are here live at 10 a.m. Eastern to take your calls, answer your questions, and basically pick Dan's brain about all things automotive. Correct, Dan?
Well, we try. You try. I try. You know, Brian, I just want to let you know, mm-hmm. I no longer have my crystal ball and magic wand. So today's show may be a little bit more difficult. I can't.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This could be.
Yep,
How do we fix that, Dan? I don't know.
Well, like I said, I don't have it. I mean, a lot of people think that a lot of technicians out there in shops have this stuff.
I know. Yeah, a lot of people think that all I got to do is call the technician and he'll make it work. And when they say this can't be fixed or this, you know, that, and honesty, that's what I like about if I ask you a question, even off the air, I know what you're going to tell me is the truth. And if it's bad, you go, oh, this is really, really bad. You know, if it's going to worry me, I'd rather know the truth than to have somebody go, oh, I don't know, we'll take a look at it and see what we can do, you know.
Well, hey, that's why in the studio here I use cue cards to give you a warning.
Dan's holding up the I don't know this one sign.
Now, come on, that's what you do.
That's tattooed on my forehead. I don't need a sign. It's permanent.
Yeah, along with some eyeball lids.
Absolutely. I want to remind everybody that it pays to be prepared with K-Seal Ultimate. Featuring 33% more sealing power than the original K-Seal, K-Seal Ultimate can help you stop potential cooling system leaks. K-Seal Ultimate is now available at Walmart. And remember what Dan and I always tell you, you don't just seal it, we
K-Seal it,
that
Brian.
Is correct,
we always
Dan.
K-Seal.
And what's been going on in the shop this week with you,
well,
sir?
Well, you know, now that you mentioned K-Seal, mm-hmm. I had an opportunity again to use K-Seal Ultimate, okay? And the difference with the Ultimate is this specific one is made for either a head gasket repair, but it also can seal cracked heads and cracked or porous blocks.
Wow.
So, you know, my customer, new customer me, came in through a referral that she had it at another shop and stated that she needed a $5,000 repair on her 2016 Dodge Durango with 150,000 miles. Now, come on. And, you know, wow. I felt a little bad for her to the fact that, you know, if it needs it, what do you do? So wow. She's a single mom with two kids And I came back in. I said, listen, let's do this. It works. Let's give it a try to see what you have. So I started off when I got it into the shop. She was present with her vehicle. I removed the cap off the reservoir, the pressure tank. And the first thing I did is, you know, just like a lot of technicians, you know, you look, you see, I used my sense of smell. So I put my nose down close to the reservoir. What did I smell? I smelled an exhaust gasoline type smell, which is an indication that we have exhaust gases from the combustion chamber that's getting into the cooling system. The cooling system will normally only have 14 to 16 pounds of pressure, where if you have a cylinder head gasket or something allowing this compressed air to get into your cooling system, it could be 20 pounds, 30 pounds, or whatever. So what it'll do, it'll push the coolant out of that tank. So what I ended up doing is I stocked the K-Seal Ultimate, mm-hmm. and it's a permanent repair. You know, it doesn't plug anything up. It just goes to the area that needs to be attacked. And so following the instructions on the can, always make sure, though, too, because this has 33% more sealing capabilities that you – I like to shake it well, but then I also will take and pour half of it out and add a little bit of coolant back to the bottle again and make sure that it's all really mixed in well. I poured it in and I had her made sure the coolant level is where it needed to be, and I had her take it for a ride. I says, why don't you come on back in a half hour? And of course, I already had the system scanned out. It had some misfire codes in there. And she said, oh yeah, that's why they had me change before three coils in my spark plugs, but that didn't fix it. Well, that's because coolant was getting into the combustion chamber. She took it for a ride. I came back again. She came back. It did not push any of the coolant out, which was a good sign.
Yeah.
So I told her report back in a few days, and she really didn't see the temperature gauge climbing. But what I did prior to that, too, and I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, mm-hmm. is I ended up putting new coolant in before the K-Seal.
Okay.
I used peak coolant. I ended up replacing the thermostat assembly with the housing, okay, because of the miles on it. You always want to change the housing with the thermostat in case the plastic housing is distorted.
And, of course, you use the Motorad.
Oh, always. Is there anything else? There is nothing else.
I don't think so.
And of course, with, you know, the pink coolant for that vehicle. And so instead of having a $5,000 repair, mm-hmm. she ended up with about a $250 repair.
Wow.
Which she was happy.
Oh, well, yeah.
And so was grandma, because she paid for everything. So
win-win.
But again, you know, I'd like to, you know, I always recommend and use one of our partners' products, because I don't talk about it unless it works.
Right.
And when it works, it's fine. And, you know, the best part about this, and I think this really made grandma happy, mm-hmm. the money back guarantee.
Grandma wants money, it sounds like. Well you get back something that you've spent, sure.
Yeah, so
and again, to get out of a $5,000 repair at only $250 is like, oh my God, I think anybody would be happy.
But you know what? It's worth the try. It's worth the gamble. Again, absolutely. Like I stated earlier, my crystal ball and magic wand. So.
You had them that day.
I had them.
Well, that's a great story, and it's always good. Number one, to use a partner, but we use the partners because we know they work. This vehicle maintenance spotlight is brought to you by Hot Shot Secret. A customer brought in her 2022 Chevy Tahoe Duramax diesel just for an oil change, but she also asked about preparing her vehicle for the cold weather ahead. Well, after underscoring the importance of maintaining tire pressure, we replaced her wiper blades and offered one more suggestion, using EDT plus winter defense from Hot Shot Secret with every fill-up when the temperature is below 30 degrees. The vehicle's primarily used for shorter trips, so it's prone to hard cold starts, moisture buildup in the fuel, and loss of power if the fuel gels. EDT plus winter defense prevents gelling of number 2 diesel during deep freezes. It boosts cetane for faster ignition and smoother cold starts, and improves lubricity for the high pressure injection system critical on modern Duramax engines. It also helps disperse water to prevent ice crystals from forming in the fuel filter. Hot Shot Secret offers problem specific solutions
that are powered by science. Available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, Amazon, and online at hotshotsecret.com. This pro project is brought to you by Blaster and their innovative Pro Straw featuring control flow technology. A 2017 Silverado rolled into the shop last month. The exhaust manifold was missing some studs and nuts. A seized exhaust flange bolt made removal difficult. This can happen after years of heat cycles, corrosion, and road salt. We tried a socket, but used an abundance of caution so as not to snap off the bolt. Our solution? PB Blaster. Using the Pro Straw with control flow technology, we sprayed Blaster directly onto the exhaust flange bolt, coating threads from every angle so it would wick down into the corrosion. We let it soak for 10 or 15 minutes and gently tapped the bolt head with a hammer to try to break the rust bond. After two cycles, the bolt turned and we were able to complete the repair. You can find PB Blaster at your local home improvement, auto parts, or hardware store. At Blaster, they know rust. So when you're tackling stubborn bolts, rusted parts, or frozen mechanisms, trust Blaster products and work it like a pro.
And now, back to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
That's right. Remember, you can reach out to us a number of ways. We have a voicemail. You can call us live at 10 a.m. on Thursdays. You can email us. All of it's right there at thecarshow.com. Everything's right at the top of the page, so you don't even have to scroll down very far, Dan. I made it very easy for people. I don't know why people are so shy.
Well, and of course, you made it easy for me because I always watch what you're doing, Brian.
I'm told it's always good to keep an eye on me. That's what Cindy says. I think she means it in a good way, but you never know.
Things change.
That's true. Let's do this week's Talking Battery. The segment features battery installation and is brought to you courtesy of the newly redesigned autobatteries.com. That's powered by Clarios, of course. We love autobatteries.com. The newly redesigned is every bit as good as the original to me. They say it's better. I'll agree. I think it was great to start with. So, but they say... battery installation is something people need to know about. They have a battery installation guide there at autobatteries.com. And what do I need to know, Dan, about if I'm going to personally install my new battery? Is there something specific I really need to know?
Well, every vehicle is different, believe it or not. Still may have the same nuts and bolts going across, but I'll give you an example. I had one in the shop, 2015 Dodge Journey. The customer purchased a battery. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to get rid of the lead acid battery that came with it. So they decided to step up a little bit. And what they purchased is they bought an AGM battery. Okay. A glass mat battery.
Oh yeah.
Why? Because of the fact that they have a lot of stop and go driving, but the stop and go driving would also entail turning the key off, making the delivery, coming back out again.
Oh yeah.
And so, you know, this career probably, you know, started and stopped it maybe 50 times within a day because of the runs they were doing.
Wow.
So what I did is I took his purchased AGM battery. And of course it was manufactured by Clarios. He bought it from one of his favorite automotive parts stores. And again, to replace the lead acid, he wanted that extra cold cranking amps. But in his case, why it came to me, I sent him originally when he called to go to autobatteries.com, and guess what? He said it was out of his zip code. There's no way he could do this because and this will give you an example about difficulties. That's why go to autobatteries.com first. You have to remove the left front tire. Then you have to remove the inner splash shield, and the battery is buried in the front portion of the fender, real close to the bumper cover on the left-hand side. And it is this is one that most likely you should take to a professional because you're very limited on the space where it's at. And even being a conditioned technician, it still took me about 30 minutes to do this. And a lot of the problem was because it is in that fender area, the hold down bolts and the nuts, everything was corroded. It was so rusty that guess what I had to do? I had to go to my toolbox, grab a can of the blaster with the Pro Straw, Yeah, I took the blaster and I did a pre-soak on everything. Went back to another car, worked on that, came back again, and that really made a big difference to help penetrate and loosen that up using the blaster. And I like the Pro Straw because I can adjust the amount of penetrant that I want to go.
I was just going to say, could you use it on a battery? And I thought, wait, they got the Pro Straw where you just put a drop or two right where you want it to be. It's like, that would be perfect to use on that. So, yeah.
Right, right. So this hold down, of course, again, limited room. And you have to be careful because you can get your tools in there. And if you accidentally bump that positive cable mm-hmm. up against the metal, you're going to have a big arc. So, again, see if you're capable. If you raise your hood and you can see it, it also doesn't necessarily mean that you can do it. A lot of these batteries too will have fuse boxes and computers over the top. And I'll give you a good example. A good example of that as difficulty. A 2020 Traverse with a V6, same thing. Again, half hour job. Even though you could see it, a lot of things you had to take off to access it. Some of the batteries, you get into the Jeep Grand Cherokees, and we'll talk about the Durangos. They're under the passenger seat. So another difficult one. And here's the thing, even with me, mm-hmm. I mean, batteries, especially AGM batteries in that vehicle, we'll say the Jeep, for an example, the AGM battery, they weigh a lot.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to get it lifted out. So again, always go again. I don't want to sound like a broken record. Autobatteries.com to see if you're capable of doing this type of battery replacement.
Yeah. That's the beauty of autobatteries.com. And I've used it when I replaced my own battery it'll show you where your battery is, what it's going to take to replace it. It'll help you decide what battery you need. It'll tell you what battery you have installed from the factory in there and what you need to go in that. And it gave me, like, I think there was at least 6 options of batteries I could, I could put in the car, which was nice. And it's nice to me. It's the beauty of it is to know, like you said, you got to take off the tire. Then you got to take off the wheel well, fixture, the molding. That's a lot. I can't do that in my front yard. I mean, you'd have to. I mean, a lot of people can. I couldn't do that. It's guys my age think when I think changing the battery. I've changed dozens and dozens of batteries, and it was always just take off the positive, take off the negative, pull this one out, put that one in, put on the positive, put on the negative, move back on with my life. Well, and it's not that simple anymore.
No, and keep in mind too, if you have a battery in the vehicle, we'll say like the Durango or the Grand Cherokees that's under the seat, or even some of the vehicles that have them in the trunk of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Battery venting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There is a little hose that vents the battery. Even though if you get an AGM battery, it still has to be vented. Very important that you make sure the battery, they'll give you the little adapter that you need when you purchase your battery. Mm-hmm. Make sure you vent that battery again, because what you don't want it is to be venting in the vehicle, which could cause corrosion problems, under the seat in that area. And one thing I'd like to add, traveling to a lot of the automotive parts stores, if I road test a vehicle, I'll stop in sometimes and pick up my own parts.
Sure.
Too many people go in and they look at price.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, you can get a good, better, and best battery. And I've seen too many people, and I know this for a fact, standing there. And, I hate like hell interrupting a parts professional and what they're doing. And they want to make a sale on price, or that's what the customer wants. But if you have a battery that is an AGM battery that's in the vehicle, mm-hmm. put back in what you have in it. Don't go with a lead acid battery.
Yeah.
And you can look at a battery that a lead acid battery may be $135. And then you can get an enhanced battery that may be $200. But as soon as you jump up to that AGM, mm-hmm. it may be $250 or $300. So don't go by price. Always put back in what came with the vehicle.
Yeah. And the AGM battery, to me, one of the selling points to me for the AGM battery was it lasts so much longer than the lead acid battery.
Yes, they do. In fact,
that's nice.
Yep, the one I had on that 2020 Traverse, The vehicle was built in February of 20. It was going up on 6 years old. So even though she really wasn't having a problem, it was time to make the change.
Yeah, mine was going on 6 years old when it died. I had put another AGM in it. And, you know, we were like, my wife was like, oh, my God, that's so much for a battery. I said, yeah, but this battery has lasted us 6 years right out of the factory. And this battery will do another six. It's worth the extra money to me not to have to worry about it for another year or so, however long it's going to be, you know.
Right. And keep in mind, too, Brian, that a lot of these vehicles that have AGM batteries and all that stuff, what can happen is if they slowly fail and you're not paying attention,
yeah,
not only do you have to replace that battery, but sometimes it can literally wipe out the alternator because it's overcharging. Oh, it's trying to charge something that it can't charge. So, and then I'm going to go a step further. This is on a lot of the imports, but again, we're going to talk about registering the battery, letting the computer know that the battery has to be registered to the vehicle.
And you can learn more at the newly redesigned autobatteries.com. Today's OE fix from Dorman, the electronic power steering rack. The electronic power steering rack on certain Dodge Ram 1500 trucks are a common failure item. The steering can become very heavy or stiff, especially at low speeds or while parking. Unlike gradual failure with hydraulic systems, EPS usually fails abruptly when the motor or electronics stop working. You won't lose steering completely, but the steering effort increases dramatically, which can be dangerous at low speeds or during emergency maneuvers. Dorman's electronic power steering rack is engineered with a number of advantages over OE. It features built-in surge protection and a smart shutoff, which prevents electrical damage. A no-clean solder paste means more reliable electronics, while a better design layout makes for cooler running electronics and smooth, stable performance under all conditions. The Dorman electronic power steering rack also features a UV-40 coating that seals against moisture, salt spray, road chemicals, and corrosion. With applications for select vehicles, you can find the Dorman OE Fix electronic power steering rack at most automotive retailers, both in-store and online. And you can learn more at DormanProducts.com.
Car Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It does. Remember, you can always email us. The email here is thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. Very easy to email us. We will respond to the email with your answer, and then we'll answer it on the air here too, just to make sure everybody gets the benefit of what's bugging you, because that's what we do here. Right, Dan?
Oh, we try to, but hey, don't be shy. Don't be shy to call
us.
And you know, and the other thing too, always make sure you leave the make, model, year, engine size, anything that pertains to that vehicle. So if you don't want to talk to us, we can answer it properly.
Correct. I want to remind everybody real quickly that with three premium options, Peak Power Vision Lighting is engineered to increase light output, producing Peak's best nighttime illumination yet. You can learn more about that right over there at peakauto.com. Speaking, Dan, of not being shy and wanting to call in, we have, and this is, I think this is a car show first, we have a actual congressperson on the line who's actually also a car person. She represents Michigan's 11th Congressional District. Haley Stevens is on our line. Dan, Ms. Stevens, how are you today?
Hello. I am so glad to be talking to you both. Thanks for this awesome show.
Well, when we got the call, and this, I'm not giving away too much, your person, Grace, called and said, could you ever put Haley on the car show? And I went, well, we really don't really talk a lot of politics on the car show. We sort of talk cars and repair cars. And, oh, Haley loves cars. And I went, really? I didn't. Now, see, and this is me. I'm, you know, one of the least informed people you'll ever meet, Ms. Stevens. I didn't know congresspeople are allowed to drive themselves. The president's not allowed. I just assumed you guys weren't allowed to drive yourselves either.
Sometimes when I'm lucky, you know, but no, yeah. Don't take away my wheels. You know?
What kind of car do you drive right now?
You know what? I have had a Ford Explorer for the last handful of years, a white Ford Explorer. You know, look, utility vehicle. I got it, the 2020 model. I decided to buy it. I get all my cars at Scalnack, actually. It's a great team over there. Casey Boom Boom, you know, she's my auto dealer. I love her. My dad gets his cars now from her. Yeah, so I'm cruising around. You know, my mom has, you know, the Ford Focus, you know, one of their older models that's pretty zippy. And she lives not too far from me. You know, that's kind of her backup vehicle. It's like something she had that she just didn't want to sell. And, you know, we can kind of zip around on Woodward on that, you know, when the time's right. My dad still driving his Ford F-150.
Okay.
You know.
Most popular vehicle in the world.
Yep. He loves it. You know, he's all over Michigan roads on that car. So, you know, and he still wants to pick me up for church. Okay.
That's nice. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no. Not at all.
Unless you have trouble getting up in that F-150, because sometimes I'm a big guy and I have trouble getting up in those cars.
That's the most fun part of it, though.
Get a little stool, climb up in.
Yeah.
What was the first car you ever owned?
Well, my first car was the Cutlass Supreme. It was a 94 model. I love that thing. Even then, you know, I got it in like the early 2000s, and it, gosh, it even felt vintage. You know, had these maroon leather seats. It had the tape deck in there. You know, they had done some interesting thing where they used the lights to shine the speed on the road, you know, in front of you, like some, you know, it didn't really actually work by the time I had the car, but it did hit 200,000 miles.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you, I was I'm a teenager, right? I am 19 years old or something when it hits 200,000 miles, and I got out of the car and ran around it three times. I was with friends. I said, guys, we got to mark this. You know, this is to your listeners. This was before the smartphone, you know?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, the one thing I would like to mention, too, getting 200,000 miles on that car shows that proper maintenance was performed. And that's why you ended up with 200,000 miles on that vehicle. That makes a difference.
True, you know, look, I will tell you, that car was, you know, discontinued. We all know what happened to Oldsmobile, you know, it was discontinued by the turn of the century here. But. Gosh, you'd still see those cars on the road, you know, and it was perfect, like just someone driving a classic car. I mean, that was their vehicle. And mine was just like this, it was a violet shade, which was beautiful. And I loved the back of it. I have pictures of myself hugging the car.
I wish I had pictures of me with my first car. Thinking about it now, it's like, you don't think about it when you're driving that first car, how nostalgic you're going to be later on about that car.
Well, you know, Brian, what I wanted to add, that looked kind of funny, too, because that was a little Tykes car, wasn't it? A little child car at the time.
Yeah, she's not that old to have an old car like that.
No, I mean, my dad still talks about his first car. I was pinging him before I got on with you guys, because I'm almost positive it was a Chevy Bel Air. But my dad was born in Detroit, 1945, mm-hmm. Right outside of Hamtramck, and he, you know, family moved to Warren when he was about 10. But grandfather, you know, was a foreman at Ford, you know, and it's just how so many of us grew up. You know, it's Detroit. Innovating, Detroit manufacturing, you know, Detroit determining American culture. And you know, think about all the creativity as well that has just come out of the great place that we call home.
Yeah. The Mustang, the Corvette, all the stuff that are just iconic around the world started right here. You're right. You never really think about it. When you live here, you really don't think about it because it's so ingrained in us here that we're just, you know, we're the automotive capital of the world, but it stops meaning anything. And when you really think about it, people around the world want a Mustang. Well, that started right here.
Yep.
It's kind of cool. Well,
I remember, you know, I'm in high school. My first car is the Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, and my best friend got a Mustang. Sometimes we drove her car, and the best was driving that. It didn't have four wheel. and it's the dead of Michigan winter, and we're just, you know, we you know, live in Oakland County, so it's like driving up and down Woodward, you know, maybe a few wheelies in there.
little spin outs every once in a while. Because if you're in Michigan, you drive in the winter, you've spun out at least once.
Yep.
So, you know, Haley, I want to mention one thing, and this is probably a little bit of your past where you were involved with trying to help, or you did help the automotive industry. And one thing, you know, read a little bit about you is where did Cash for Clunkers come in? I mean, that's a thing that was that a federally funded program? I remember that, you know, it's been a while ago. Is there something that you could hit on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So, look, I had worked on the presidential campaign for Barack Obama. You know, I was just a kid not too long out of school. Not really a kid, but, you know, I was not too long out of school. I was there when he won. I worked on his transition team. And I'm going to tell you all, you know, this was the end of 08, and I had worked alongside some UAW folks a previous summer, you know, from Michigan on some political stuff. And I just couldn't take my eyes off of what was happening with our auto industry. I mean, you all might remember that time, but it was just these headlines about, you know, shakiness and uncertainty that, you know, I mean, we could lose these companies. And I'm going to tell you, every chance I got, I snuck online to the Detroit Free Press and was reading what was going on. And I just thought, my goodness gracious, I don't know if I could get a job back home at a dealer, but I need to do something to help Michigan in this new amazing, you know, time with a new president coming in and all that. And so that became the auto rescue. You know, a guy named Steve Ratner, who was sort of tapped. Well, he was definitely tapped to lead it. You know, he wanted, you know, a lead staff person, what they call a chief of staff in my business. And I got introduced to him. He liked my background. And part of this was, guys, is that there was ethical constraints, right? Meaning we couldn't hire somebody right out of industry to come in because there was a cash injection into General Motors and Chrysler in particular, you know, and it was really surreal. Like, I was taking the phone calls from people back home. I just told the operators that, hey, I'm the person from Michigan on this team. And, you know, the suppliers, of course, paid on receivable. So worried, you know, it ended up being a managed industrial bankruptcy, something that, you know, alongside the auto workers, we all made it through. And there's this incredible story still coming out of the place that we call home with the auto industry. But in terms of Cash for Clunkers, the reason that policy got designed, and yes, it was an incentive program, is that it was designed to increase sales because sales were so low at that time. I mean, we were at, what, a 9-star or something along those lines. So, you know, it was just a thought, trade in your vehicle and get something else that's got a better mileage.
Ms. Stevens, could we keep you through the break here?
Sure.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back. From the makers of trusted products like Brake Clean and Mass Airflow Sensor Cleaner, CRC delivers another best-in-class solution for vehicle maintenance and repair. The CRC GDI Service Pack includes everything needed to remove carbon at 6 critical points in your engine: the MAP sensor, throttle body, combustion chamber, intake valves, spark plugs, and fuel injectors. This comprehensive treatment is effective at increasing vehicle MPG and restoring horsepower in an easy-to-use kit. Drive to crcindustries.com for more information. Compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant, Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant features an advanced proprietary formula that cleans while also protecting against corrosion and the formation of films that contribute to lost coolant flow and overheating. Peak Titanium is guaranteed for 15 plus years or 500,000 miles when a complete cooling system flush and fill is performed and proper cooling system maintenance is followed. You can learn more at peakauto.com or buy today at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com.
And now back to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
That's right. Remember, we want to remind you briefly here that we are brought to you in part by CRC Guaranteed to Pass Emission System Cleaner, featuring an advanced detergent formula that removes harmful deposits from fuel system components, including injectors, intake valves, combustion chambers, and more. Don't let your vehicle fail its emissions test. You can learn more at crcg2p.com. We are joined by Michigan Representative Haley Stevens, who is, in fact, this is going to be a little politically incorrect, Ms. Stevens, but I'm going to call you a car guy like us.
that's an honor.
I don't want to say car gal because that sounds demeaning and I would never do that. It's like, but we're car guys. We're all car guys here.
It's a great show. No, I'm glad you guys do it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. What we really try to do is help the consumers like you're doing. We're just trying to keep vehicles on the road as cheaply and as effectively as possible. And I know in your job, that's what you're trying to do too, is basically help the consumers.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, and look, I come to the nation's capital and I get to brag about who we are. Truly, I get to tell Michigan's story. You know, I'm writing a love letter to our state every single day I'm on this job, and even when I'm on the campaign trail. But these are also the things that bring people together, and we need more of that in this country, right?
Of course, of course. We need more people talking to each other and less of this divisiveness that sort of has engulfed the country. And cars is a way to do that, to me. We all have a car. We all want our car to work. Let's talk cars. Let's not talk politics.
Well, and look at how things work on a line. You know, I mean, I've been so privileged as a member of Congress, you know, to have a manufacturing engagement initiative, which means I get to go and geek out at small businesses and suppliers. And I mean, oh, my dad's like, you're so lucky you get to do that. And I've seen a lot of great stuff and I've helped where I can. But every time I walk into one of these shops, and a lot of, you know, some of these are like tool and dies, 20 people,
yep.
You know, multi-generational companies. I went to a broaching manufacturer in Novi the other week. The deal is that no one is thinking anything other than how do we meet today's goals? How do we work collectively together? And I think, gosh, wouldn't it be neat if Congress worked like this?
You know,
if we just set our goals down and, you know, delivered and, you know, and look, it's we're in a lawmaking business and autos is obviously capital intensive, but I just love it. You know, where we are from is one of the richest concentrations of our industrial sector in the country, if not the world. You know, we are still a global destination. Yeah. We had a hiccup at the beginning of the century with the auto rescue time period. You know, I was there. We weren't trying to control the day-to-day management of the companies. That model worked. The government made money on it. Dan still remembers cash for clunkers.
Yep.
You know, and look, we don't need to necessarily do something like that again. It was just at the time, you know, the two biggest purchases people make are an automobile.
Yeah.
And both were in the dumps, you know, during that Great Recession. I mean, we had a housing crisis with the foreclosure nightmares and the subprime mortgages. And autos, you know, people's capital had shored up, you know, so they were just scaling back. And we wanted them to, you know, think about buying cars and transitioning that over. So.
And it's a great thing. I'm being told that you have to leave. You're a very busy lady, and I appreciate you taking the time and coming on and chatting a little bit about cars with us. It's nice to get to know a congressperson as a person, not just politics and policies and stuff. It's nice to hear you're so proud to be from Detroit, and it's very cool to have you there representing us as the auto industry and the auto capital of the world.
Yeah. No, well, we love where we're from and we got a unique story to tell. And, you know, Brian, anytime I can look under the hood of a car with Dan, it's a good day for me, baby.
And Dan would probably put you to work under there.
Yeah.
He tries to do it to me and I've avoided it. There you go. Well, thank you again for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time. Anytime you want to come back, you just tell Grace, give me a call. I know your aide, Grace. She's the top of the line. I've talked to her off the air a lot. She is fantastic. But you want to come back on and talk cars with us anytime, we're right here. okay?
Hey, sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Stevens. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Haley Stevens. She is the Michigan's 11th District representative, and she's one of us. She's a car guy. So, Dan, let's do a quick email here. It's a really nice for Representative Stevens to join us. It's really kind of cool to get to know somebody like that, not as a congressperson, but just as a person.
Yeah, true. You know, and again, it's a first for us. So
absolutely. Absolutely. And a first, she asked us to come on. I don't think in my all my years at radio, I've had a congressperson say, hey, could I come on and talk cars?
Hey, I totally agree.
And she, I don't know if you heard that at the end, because I know you had a little bit of technical thing. She was, she said, anytime you want her under the hood, just give her a call.
Okay.
Well, I told her, Dan will put you to work.
Well, I always will.
Let's do, excuse me, a quick email here. This person has a 2013 Sonata. Creaking noise from the front driver's side when braking. They said had it taken all apart, put new grease on the caliper slides and on the ears of the brake pads. Back together, noise went away only for a few days. When it came back, repeated what they did before, noise went away again and for about a week. Now it's back. Said, I'm kind of lost. Any ideas how I can make this creaking noise stop?
Okay, well, there's two possibilities that I figure, Brian. And the first one would be is that we may have contaminated brake pads. Mm-hmm. Not uncommon, especially, you know, most cars today have alloy wheels, and you can literally see the brake pads and the rotors and so forth. And if you're the type of person that loves your car and you go through an automatic car wash and they're spraying that silicone on your wheels and they're doing the whole job or you're doing it yourself, mm-hmm. it's not uncommon for this chemical to get onto the rotor, then actually get impregnated into the brake pad. So what they can do most likely is, I hate to say this, this is worth a try, take it apart again. Then what you're going to do is you're going to buy some CRC brake clean. Okay. You can buy that at any one of your automotive parts stores, your favorite one. Everybody has that on the shelf. And then of two, it depends on what type of grease she was using. She said it was there or not there.
Yeah.
Well, CRC manufactures a silicone type base grease, a high heat grease that's good to about, I believe it's 3000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
And plus it won't wash off. That's the key. So maybe a lot of these problems she's having, it's not the proper grease, the proper lubricant that she's putting on the slides and the pads. And contamination. So, but what I would recommend once you pull that caliper up, you know, remove the brake pads, take your CRC, put a container below it to catch whatever runs off, mm-hmm. and do it in a well-ventilated area. Spray all that down and then reapply, get the CRC silicone type grease, the high heat grease, and then take some, we'll say like an 80 grit sandpaper mm-hmm. and sand the surface of the pad first, then wash it with the cleaner, put it all back together. Let's see if it goes away. But a lot of these brake noises that I find, in fact, I have a 2016 Ford Edge that has a similar problem. And this gal would continuously take her vehicle to the car wash. And you can see when I took it apart, if you would grab that tire and wheel, mm-hmm. your hands would turn black. Because of the amount of that silicone or whatever they're using to treat the sidewall of the tire. So bottom line, do that, and hopefully that works for her.
There you go. Another one in the books, Dan. You good to go for the week?
Well, always.
All right. We will do this again next week, I promise. Remember, you can call us, thecarshow.com. Until then, have a safe driving week ahead. This vehicle maintenance spotlight is brought to you by Hotshot Secret. A customer brought in her 2022 Chevy Tahoe Duramax diesel just for an oil change, but she also asked about preparing her vehicle for the cold weather ahead. Well, after underscoring the importance of maintaining tire pressure, we replaced her wiper blades and offered one more suggestion using EDT plus winter defense from Hotshot Secret with every fill up when the temperature is below 30 degrees. The vehicle's primarily used for shorter trips, so it's prone to hard cold starts, moisture buildup in the fuel, and loss of power if the fuel gels. EDT plus winter defense. EDT Plus Winter Defense prevents gelling of number two diesel during deep freezes. It boosts cetane for faster ignition and smoother cold starts, and improves lubricity for the high-pressure injection system, critical on modern Duramax engines. It also helps disperse water to prevent ice crystals from forming in the fuel filter. Hot Shot Secret offers problem-specific solutions that are powered by science. Available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, Amazon, and online at hotshotsecret.com.